Welcome back. My guest, Michael Tomor, director of the El Paso Museum of Art, previewing two magnificent exhibits, From Church to Village, 16th and 17th century Dutch and Flemish paintings, and the Rembrandt, Rubens, and Golden Age painting of Europe from 1600 to 1800, on loan from the Speed Art Museum in Louisville, Kentucky, and it will be opening September the 15th. We were talking, Michael, before the break about how major religious movements influenced the Golden Age, and also an increase in trade, and how about advances in science?
Yeah, I think that as more scientists were exploring the universe, astrology, astronomy, they were recognizing that there were some fallacies associated with what they had understood before, mm-hmm. that this does influence the way that people look, not only at their surroundings, but at the sky. And so we start to see new interest in identifying invention and identifying new planets and understanding the way in which the world turns, literally. Mm-hmm. And I think that this also influences people's understanding of the church and also of their own life.
It's so amazing to me so many times to look at a piece of artwork and just not even know that there is a puzzle there, much less have the key to it. So this is where your educational programs are critically important. You have the Museum of Art World Cinema Series. There will be a series of films. You have Zip Tours, a performing arts partnership program that brings music into the museum, and a lecture series. Let's begin with a lecture series.
Well, we have a remarkable lecture series, and this is through the generosity of the Samuel H. Kress Foundation and one of the lectures in partnership with the University of Texas at El Paso in their Humanities Lecture Series. These are internationally recognized speakers. Mm-hmm. We were able to do this as a result of the generosity of philanthropy and partnership. Our first lecture is on September 20th. Edgar Bouron, who is the Audrey Jones Beck, Curator of European Art from the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston, will be kind of the keynote speaker on the evening of September 20th, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then we have John Seidel, a specialist in Roman Golden Age painting, coming to speak to us on October 11th. He's the Curator of European Painting and Sculpture at the Cleveland Museum of Art and, again, has written numerous books on the topics. We've got Mary Sharif, who is a specialist on 18th century French painting, specifically women artists. And we close this out with a specialist on Rembrandt, who's written two major texts on the artist with a lecture on November 11th. These lectures will also be presented at the University of Texas at El Paso before they're presented to the public. In the evening at the museum, and all the lectures, with the exception of the final one, are Thursdays at 6 p.m. And they're free to the public. And if you go to those lectures, you can come and see the show for
free.
What
a deal. Yeah. It doesn't get better than that. Mm-hmm. And I love the subject matter of these lectures. Even the first one, it's a matter of why this period was called a golden age of painting. And this touches back on what we were speaking of earlier, the evolution of, well, our evolution as a species through art. That's just fascinating. And then there will be two Zip Tours conducted by our very own Michael Tomor, yourself. You'll do the first. And Christian Gerstheimer, as curator of the second exhibition, From Church to Village, will do mm-hmm. the second one. And these will both be in December, I believe.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So always something going on. And then we have the music.
Well, this has been really a wonderful opportunity for us. Through the generosity of the National Endowment for the Arts and a grant from United Bank of El Paso del Norte, we have been able to provide a wonderful performing arts series. We're bringing in Pro Musica to do a concert of Bach music in cello and in piano on October 5th. And that is a wonderful opportunity for people to understand the type of chamber music that was being performed at that time.
It gives me chills to think of the painting, the original paint, just yeah. on those walls, accompanied by the same vibrations created by people living at the time.
Absolutely.
That's stunning.
Yeah. That music is being created and is reflective of the same culture that was inspiring art. And in fact, it's this very culture that inspired the creation of opera. On December 1st, we're going to be bringing in the El Paso Opera to do a program called The Birth of Opera. And mm-hmm. the first public opera that was ever held in the history of opera took place in 1638. So it's right at the beginning of the Golden Age. And the El Paso Opera has generously agreed to actually create a program dedicated to this golden age. We're also bringing in two harpists, one from the Mexican Symphony Orchestra and one from the Argentinian Symphony Orchestra. These two ladies have taken a Bach program for two pianos that's been rewritten for harps, and they'll be performing on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving in the evening, and that's a free concert. And we'll be closing out with a group called the Sebastian Ensemble, who will be performing Baroque music at 2 o'clock on January 6th with Baroque instruments, and this will also be free to the public.
The level of collaboration that is going on in making an exhibit like this happen with all the ancillary events is really stunning. In any city where the people in the know refuse to hold hands and make things happen, it's tragic. And just this exhibit alone and what you have going on is so exciting and refreshing and wonderful, because it's what's making El Paso great. We're having our own golden age with this kind of cooperation and excitement, the things that you can make happen. Plus, I know how hard it is to write a grant, so I just can't commend the Museum of Art enough, along with all the other entities involved, for bringing this opportunity to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'd like to also say that if it wasn't for the private philanthropy of our own community,
yes,
because Scott Hulse, LLC law firm, and Kirk and Judy Robeson as our presenting sponsors really made this happen, along with BBVA, Compass Bank, United Bank of Paso del Norte, and several individuals, Jonathan Rogers Jr., Carol and Steve Johnson, Travis and Annabelle Johnson, the Shylock Family Foundation, and of course the National Endowment for the Arts and the Samuel Kress Foundation. And these people are important, and they've made this happen. This was not inexpensive. They believed in this. They want this type of cultural programming to happen here, and they've allowed us to do that. And so our gratitude is extended to them.
Absolutely. Very, very valuable contributors to our community. My guest today, Michael Tomor, director of the El Paso Museum of Art, previewing the Rembrandt, Rubens, and Golden Age painting of Europe from 1600 to 1800, along with the From Church to Village 16th and 17th Century Dutch and Flemish Paintings. Both exhibitions open on September 15th at the El Paso Museum of Art. You can get more information at elpasoartmuseum.org. Michael, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.